Bill Wickham, praise the Lord, WWIB on the heels of Chris Tomlin on the WIB Wake Up Show. Both of them and Brandon Lake were in Arizona for the big memorial service that was held on Sunday. For Charlie Kirk, whose show continues posthumously on our sister station, weekdays 11 to 1 on FM 103.1 AM 680 and WOGO.com. Jimmy Kimmel returning to his late night ABC talk show after his suspension for comments about the response to the murder of Charlie Kirk. Got emotional during his opening monologue last night. Andrew Whitman has more.
Kimmel didn't directly apologize Tuesday night, but he did reach out to those he may have offended when speaking of the murder of Charlie Kirk.
You understand that it was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man.
Kimmel, between jokes, defended free speech in the U.S.
This show is not important. What is important is that we get to live in a country that allows us to have a show like this.
He also praised Erica Kirk and spoke of his first reaction to the murder of Charlie Kirk.
I posted a message on Instagram on the day he was killed, sending love to his family and asking for compassion, and I meant it, and I still do.
Andrew Whitman, NBC News Radio, New York.
Also, for First Thoughts this morning, it is possible to have your spouse on the other side of the world and still have a marital dust-up. How did it happen? Well, I don't know. I came across something. Apparently, yesterday, I was not aware of the fact. How could I work in Christian radio since 1985 and not be aware of the fact that yesterday was yet another day where somebody felt they could predict the rapture? But it happened, and they were wrong. So, anyhow, I had not been in on that, and I saw someone that had posted a picture of themselves in a beautiful setting, and it was scenic, and they just said, here I am, I'm in heaven. And I wasn't clued in on the whole rapture prediction thing, which is ridiculous. And so then I went ahead and shared it to my wife, you know, from here to Liberia, and I was just like, you're in Liberia, this person is in heaven. Well, apparently the picture didn't send. I didn't really check that. I took it for granted it would. And so, lest I knew, there was a family powwow, of which I joined later than some, and I heard her saying, why would he tell me someone was in heaven? She's thinking that the person died and I'd only left a first name. And I'm like, no, you're a fan of this person. And they, yeah, never mind. Here's the actual picture, in which the individual said, I'm in heaven, you know, based on the scenery, and I didn't know about the rapture prediction, so I think it all got taken care of. Even my own kids were, Dad didn't know, the picture didn't send, but yeah, it can happen. You know, otherwise, I mean, marital conflict's avoided when, you know, the other person's on the other side of the world, and communication is at a minimum. All right, well, today in history, one particular item to bring to your attention. For that, we go back to 1991.
And that is the fun of the Cat in the Hat.
Yeah, children's book author Theodore Seuss Geisel, better known as Dr. Seuss, died on this day in 1991 at the age of 87. Yeah, 34 years we've been without Dr. Seuss. So many great Dr. Seuss books. A lot of things I miss about having younger kids. I'm sure some of the things that I don't miss, but reading to them, that was awesome. And I guess, you know, the grandpuppies are not as interested in stories, but they do like their food. All right, let's see. We've got September 24th today, our devotion for Robert Morgan's on this day. It's called Off Course. It goes like this. Sometimes our plans don't work out as hoped because God detours us, leading us elsewhere in his overruling providence. Thomas Coke, a sophisticated Oxford-educated Welshman, left his ministry in the Anglican Church in 1777 to become John Wesley's chief assistant in the new and quickly growing Methodist movement. On this day, September 24th, 1785, he packed his books and bags and sailed out of England down the Channel and into the Atlantic, leaving for Nova Scotia, where he wanted to establish the missionaries who accompanied him. But the voyage was ill-fated and grew more perilous by the day, the ship being caught in mountainous waves and mass-splitting winds. The ship's captain, determining that Coke and his missionaries were bringing misfortune on his ship like Jonah, considered throwing them overboard. He actually gathered some of Coke's papers and tossed them into the ocean. The voyage took 3 months rather than the expected 1 month, and instead of landing in Nova Scotia, the damaged ship ended up in the Caribbean, limping into St. John's Harbor on the island of Antigua on Christmas Day. Koch knew that at least one Methodist lived somewhere on Antigua, a missionary named John Baxter. Hoping to find him, Koch and his three missionaries asked to be rowed ashore from their shattered ship in the pre-dawn morning. They started down the street in St. John's and stopped the first person they found, a fellow swinging a lantern in his hand, to inquire of Baxter. Well, lo and behold, it was John Baxter himself. He was on his way to special Christmas morning services he'd planned for the island, and the sudden appearance of Koch and his missionaries out of the darkness, out of nowhere, seemed too good to be true. It took three services that day to accommodate the crowds. After it was over, Koch and his associates abandoned any idea of going to Nova Scotia. Instead, they planted the missionary team on Antigua and on neighboring islands, and by the time of Koch's death in 1814, there were over 17,000 believers in the Methodist churches there. Robert Morgan shares Isaiah 43, several verses. I am the Lord, your holy God, Israel's creator and king. I am the one who cut a path through the mighty ocean. I invite the whole world to turn to me and be saved. I alone am God. No others are real. I have made a solemn promise, one that won't be broken. Everyone will bow down and worship me. It's the off-course devotion from Robert Morgan's On This Day here on WWIB. Win a Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, and we've got a great prize, speaking of the Jeremy Camp concert.
How about two tickets to it? Jeremy Camp and Adrian Camp, Jeremy and 80 together, an evening of songs and stories. More songs than Jeremy Camp, by his own admission, has ever performed in one night in one concert before. It's a massive list. All the songs you know and love with his wife, Adrian Camp. Going to be an incredible evening of songs and stories Saturday night, October 11th at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire. But we have a chance to win your way in, and very likely, again, just so folks know, very likely this is the last pair of tickets that we have to give away just because of demand for that concert. So you want a chance to win your way in? Call 715-723-2555. The question that we were working on yesterday in Tuesday Trivia is this. Though this happens around the world, 80% of the time it occurs in America. Though this does happen worldwide, 80% of the time it occurs in America. What is it? 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. Incorrect guesses from yesterday. It's not hurricanes, tornadoes, being struck by lightning, seeing the northern lights, earthquakes, voting, winning the lottery, shark attacks, fireworks, honoring daylight saving time, UFO sightings, an eclipse, conjoined twins, divorces, going to concerts, boating for fun, forest fires, cookouts and barbecues, blackouts or power outages, school shootings, car accidents, or eating a hot dog. All great guesses, but not what we're looking for. Though this happens around the world, 80% of the time, it occurs in America. Let's go to the phones on a Winnow Wednesday. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where you're calling from? Good morning. You're on the air. What's your name? Where you're calling from? All right. We'll try another line. Call back. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where you're calling from on this Winnow Wednesday?
This is Jamie from Mondovi.
All right, Jamie, go ahead.
Someone wins the lottery.
Was that
guessed yesterday? I think it was.
I think there was, winning the lottery. There we go. Yeah, so that was in the incorrect guesses. So, Jamie, do you have a bonus guess?
Someone.
One more time.
You went under.
Someone opens a business.
Someone opens a business. All right, good job thinking on your feet. Is it someone opens a business? Jamie from Mondovi, is that what we're looking for? Are we sending you to Jeremy Camp? Now this time, call us back, 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Chris from Menominee.
Hey, Chris, what do you think?
Food delivery.
Food delivery.
Or grocery delivery.
Yeah, we love Uber Eats and all those different things, DoorDash and such. Havo, is it food delivery 80% of the time happening here in America?
Sorry, Chris.
Not it. Thank you, Chris. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where you're calling from on this Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show?
Hi, this is Courtney calling from Rice Lake.
Courtney, you tried yesterday. We'll see if you have better fortune today. What do you think?
Is it growing corn?
Okay. Growing corn happens worldwide, but 80% of the time occurs in America. Thinking Midwest, Halvo? Sure.
A lot of that in Wisconsin and Iowa. Could that be it for the globe? Sorry, Courtney.
Try us back. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. Though this happens around the world, 80% of the time it occurs in America. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Evelyn from Fall Creek.
All right, Evelyn, what do you think?
Is it streaming?
Is it streaming? Okay, sure. You could be streaming WWIB at WIB.com. You could be streaming Netflix, Disney Plus, things like that.
Could be a lot of global streaming. Do we have 80% of it? Sorry,
not Evelyn. Evelyn, good guess. Well thought out, but not it. 715-723-2555. We have time for a couple more guesses if we get them. Otherwise, folks might be saying, you know what? We're ready for a clue. This happens around the world, but 80% of the time it occurs in America. All right, two guesses. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
DJ from Arlington, Virginia. Heart attacks.
Heart attacks. Is it heart attacks? Some people say as serious as a heart attack.
Yeah.
Is it heart attacks 80% of the time happening in America?
It is not.
It's not. Thank you, DJ. Always good to hear from Arlington, Virginia.
Yeah.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Our last guesser here on Win It Wednesday before we push this off past 7:45. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Jamie from Mondovi again.
All right, Jamie from Mondovi. Speak
he began
up for
us.
What do you think?
Close us out here.
A new patent is filed.
A new patent. Okay, sure.
All right. He's thinking on his feet. Could that be it?
Entrepreneurial inventors here in America. Are we sending you to Jeremy Camp right here, right now? Jamie from Mondovi? Not this time. Not this time. But thank you, Jamie. So we will have to think about a clue. You all think about the question, and we'll come back in 20-ish minutes or so here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Win It Wednesday and the WIB Wake Up Show. We're trying to give away a pair of tickets to the Jeremy Camp concert October 11th at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire.
Clue upcoming here. So here's the original question. Though this happens around the world, 80% of the time it occurs in America. So though this does happen worldwide, around the world, 80% of the time it occurs in America. What are we talking about? 715-723-2555. And now we have our first clue on a Win It Wednesday trying to help folks along toward those Jeremy Camp concert tickets.
It happens outdoors.
It happens outdoors. Think outside. So though this happens around the world, 80% of the time it occurs in America, think outdoors, outside. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Danny.
And where are you from, Danny?
Strum.
Danny from Strum? We haven't heard from Strum yet. All right, Danny, what do you think?
Lightning strike?
Lightning strike.
That was guess.
I think that was guess. Do you have, but again, following the clue being outside, but you could have a bonus guess since that was guess yesterday, Danny. What do you think?
Oh, well, what I was thinking before you said outside was like donating organs. Seems like a lot of people in our country help others out that way.
Sure, sure. It's certainly a good thing to do. So we're not going to buzz for that because that's a very good thing that we should all do, be an organ donor. But Danny, not what we're looking for. Thank you. Call us back, 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Good morning. Clint from Fall Creek.
All right, Clint, what do you think?
Could it be wildfires?
Could it be wildfires? I think we had forest fires guest yesterday, so we probably would lump those together. So, Clint, you also may have a bonus guess if you'd like.
How about landslides?
Landslides. Hmm. Thinking natural disasters. That hasn't been guessed yet. Is it landslides? Clint, good job thinking on your feet. Is it right?
Mm,
no. Not what we're looking for. Good to hear from Cricket Country, rather. And call us back at 715-723-2555 if you can get through because the phone lines are jam-packed. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday? Good morning. You're on the air. Oh, man. All right. Sorry, they lost their spot. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Mike from Eau Claire.
Hey, Mike, what do you think?
Is it camping?
Is it camping? All right, thinking outdoors. Again, this happens around the world, but 80% of the time it occurs in America. Is it camping, Halva? Are we sending Mike to Jeremy Camp?
We are not.
At least not yet.
That would have made sense, though. Camping for camp, right?
Indeed. Man, I wish we were that clever. Sometimes I really wish we were. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning, WWIB. Maybe we have a bad connection. Try again. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Barron, Wisconsin.
Barron, Wisconsin. And what's your name? Unless it's Barron from Barron.
It's Ari.
Ari. All right, Ari from Barron. Go ahead.
School shooting.
Unfortunately, that was guessed yesterday and not what we're looking for. Do you have a backup guess, a bonus guess?
My sister wants to try.
All right, go ahead. All right, sister of Ari from Barron, Wisconsin, what's your guess?
I don't know.
Do you want to think about
it? Never mind. Never mind. She forgot.
All right, you guys call us back. Call us back. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning.
Oh.
You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Evelyn from Fall Creek.
All right, Evelyn, go ahead.
Is it hunting?
Is it hunting? Outdoors. A lot of hunting here in America. Pavel, is that what we're looking for? Are we sending Evelyn and a guest to see Jeremy Camp and 80 Camp?
Sorry, Evelyn.
Not this time. All right, we can squeeze in just two more guesses, I think. Just two more. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jenny from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Jenny, what do you think?
What about music festivals?
Music festivals. We've got a lot of them around here, including one fest coming up. Is it music festivals, Salvo?
That's a great guess, but that's not what we're looking for.
All right, one last guess here. Otherwise, we come back with another clue after 8:15. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday on WWIB?
My name is Scott, Chippewa Falls.
Scott, go ahead.
I haven't been paying attention, but I'm just going to go and say something weird like hot air balloons.
Hot air balloons.
That's a good guess.
Sure, yeah. And sometimes you do need to think way out of the box to win our trivia. Is it hot air balloons happening 80% of the time? Hot air balloon flights, I guess, in America?
It's not what we're looking for.
All right, thank you, Scott. All right, we will think of another clue and come back after 8:15 and give you another shot at winning these Jeremy Camp tickets.
The WIB Wake Up Show, we continue to try to give away a pair of tickets to the Jeremy Camp concert October 11th at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire.
715-723-2555. You may call now, 715-723-2555. We do have another clue for you. Here's what we have so far. Though this happens around the world, 80% of the time it occurs in America. Though this happens worldwide, 80% of the time it occurs in America. And we told you earlier, half an hour ago, think outside, outdoors. This happens outside, outdoors. Now we're stacking clues, Havel. Clue number two is?
Clue number two is think men. Think men.
Think men. So think men. Think outside, outdoors. Though this happens around the world, 80% of the time it occurs in America. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Grace. I'm calling from Chippewa.
All right, Grace from Chippewa, go ahead.
Car accidents.
Car accidents. Outdoors. Yeah, and probably the men maybe driving a little aggressively. Yeah. We can do that from time to time. Is that what we're looking for, Halvo?
That's not it, Grace. Sorry.
Thank you, Grace. Call us back. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sherry. I'm from Whitehall.
Hey, Sherry. What do you think?
I'm thinking, is it vehicle versus wild animal collision?
Sure. So whether it's a deer or a bear or something like that, hitting a wild animal with your vehicle. Havo?
Well, it happened to me 12 days before I was going to get married in 1998, early in the morning. That was the first of two deer car collisions. But that is not the answer. Sorry.
Thank you, Sherry. Call us back at 715-723-2555. Again, that number is 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB?
Hey, it's Mike in Eau Claire again.
Hey, Mike, what do you think?
Is it fishing?
Is it fishing? All right, 80% of the time occurring in America, outdoors. Said, think, man, a lot of guys are anglers.
Mm-hmm.
Is it fishing, Halvo?
Good try, Mike, but that's not it.
Call us back, 715-723-2555. Folks trying hard for those final two tickets we have to give away for the Jeremy Camp concert, at least planned our final giveaway. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. I'm Christy. I'm calling from Eau Claire.
Christy, you just have a bright and sunshiny personality. We can tell. So what do you think?
I'm really hoping. Fingers crossed. Not that only men can do this, but what about hunting?
What about hunting? I feel like that has been guessed earlier, has it? Now I'm checking. No, it I don't know. Unless you have it, Havel, I don't
know. No, let's go with it.
All right.
No.
So I thought it had been guessed. My bad. Is it hunting?
So no.
Is it hunting?
Actually, now that I look, Evelyn and Fall Creek had guessed that.
I was going to say, there's been a lot
she
of
did.
Guesses.
Yeah, 745.
So you may have a bonus guess. My memory isn't completely failing. You can have a bonus guess.
Yep.
Okay, how about chopping wood?
How about chopping wood?
Lumberjacking, like...
Sure.
That's a great guess.
Wear the flannel and the boots and the suspenders and such. Is it chopping wood?
That's not it.
Not it, but thank you. Call us back. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Morning, Caleb. It's Beth from Eau Claire.
Hey, Beth.
Hi, Beth.
How you guys doing, Mark?
Just go right ahead. What's your guess?
How about grilling?
Is it grilling?
You know, the old American.
No, it's good. You think about guys and grilling and
grilling outdoors.
Outdoors, absolutely. Uh-huh. Is it grilling? Beth, are we sending you to Jeremy Camp with a guest?
We're not.
Nope.
Not this time. All right. Call us back. 715-723-2555. Good morning. We have time for three more guesses. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Julie from Eau Claire.
Hey, Julie. What do you think?
It's not necessarily all guy, but what about lawn mowing? Lawn care.
Is it lawn care? Though this happens around the world, 80% of the time it occurs in America. We've been saying think outside and think guys, think men. Is it lawn care, Julie?
Good try. It's not it.
Not it. Two
I
gotta
say, in Liberia, they cut grass with machetes, so it's quite different.
That
have you guys heard of a lawnmower?
Good morning, WWIB. What is your name and where are you calling from this morning? Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Eau Claire. What's your name?
My name is Louise.
All right, Louise. What do you think?
It's baseball.
It's baseball. Louise is very confident that it's baseball. Is it baseball, Halvo?
Oh, it is not baseball. We love baseball. Go Brewers.
Not baseball. One guess left. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sherry calling from Whitehall again. Is it snowmobiling?
Is it snowmobiling? You know what? Shout out to my buddy Jeremy from church. He loves snowmobiling. Thinks about it, I think, throughout the year. Is it snowmobiling? This happens around the world, but 80% of the time it occurs in America. We've been saying, think outside, outdoors, think men. Is it snowmobiling, Halvo?
I'm sorry, Sherry.
It's not. Sherry, all right. Thank you. Great try. Great guesses, everyone. We will have to come up with another clue, which sometimes is easier said than done, but we will figure out something. Be back in about 20 minutes with another opportunity to win the Jeremy Camp tickets.
The Whip Wake Up Show on a Win a Wednesday, and all morning long, we've been trying to give away Jeremy Camp tickets. In fact, going back to yesterday, Caleb.
Yes, Tuesday trivia became Win It Wednesday. It becomes Try It Again Thursday if we don't get a winner here, but we'll have another clue for you momentarily. Here's our original question. Though this happens around the world, 80% of the time it occurs in America. Though this happens worldwide, 80% of the time it occurs in America. And so our first clue was think outdoors, outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and our second clue was think men.
All right, third clue now. So think outside, outdoors, think men.
And the third clue is happy, not sad. We've had some guesses that are just kind of sad. I don't even want to say them. But when you're going to hear the answer, you're going to go, well, that's happy, not sad.
All right, happy, not sad. So though this happens around the world, 80% of the time it occurs in America. Think outdoors, outside, think men, and this is something happy. This is something happy.
There's so much sad in the world. We need happy.
We do indeed. Let's go to the phones at 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jean, I'm calling from Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
All right, Jean, go ahead. What do you think?
Proposing.
Proposing.
Oh, that's happy, not
that
sad.
That is happy, absolutely. Is it, and you know, outside, sure, it could happen outside. Is that what we're looking for?
It's not. Now, if she says no, that's sad, not happy.
715-723-2555. Good morning. You're on the air. WWIB, the Whip Wake Up Show, Win It Wednesday. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Mike from Eau Claire again.
All right, Mike, go ahead.
Is it golfing?
Is it golfing?
Yeah, that 80% of guys golfing saying that may be happening. So we need maybe something more specific than that.
Yeah, let's say be more specific, Mike. Be more specific. And you know what? Should we give Mike a chance at being more specific?
Yeah.
Mike, we'll give you a chance at being more specific here. So
more specific than golfing.
More specific.
Is it golf tournaments?
Is it golf tournaments? Golf tournaments?
Sorry, Mike.
Now we're looking for it. Thank you, Mike. 715-723-2555. But friends, a major, major clue just dropped.
Yep.
For Jeremy and 80 camp tickets. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Well, it's Beth from Eau Claire.
All right, Beth, go ahead.
So it must be something to do with golfing.
Okay, so what?
How about going to... It's got to be about golfing because that was
okay.
what's your guess? How about proposing to somebody out on the golf course?
Huh, that's unique,
okay,
yeah.
Sure. Is that what we're looking for, Beth?
Sorry, Beth.
It's not. All right, though this happens around the world, 80% of the time it occurs in America. Think outdoors, think male primarily. This is something happy. And then, of course, the major clue that Michael just helped us with. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Chris from Menominee.
Chris, go ahead.
I would say play miniature golf.
Playing miniature golf. Is it playing miniature golf?
No.
Nope. Thank you, Chris. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Trulina from Stanley.
Hey, Trulina, right, Trulina. What do you think?
Disc golfing.
Is it disc golfing? I haven't done that for a long time, but it's a lot of fun. Is it disc golfing?
It's not.
It's not. 715-723-2555.
I'd love to get a winner today. Again, it's outside. Think men. We told you happy, not sad. Mike and Eau Claire... Obviously,
he
hit
said
something.
Golfing and we said be more specific.
Be more specific. And he said tournaments. We've had proposing in the golf course, mini golf, disc golf. Love to get a winner here.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Jeff Jeanette from Rice Lake.
All right, Jeff.
Well, it's Tom obvious. It's happen every year. It's harvesting the food for the world, like soybeans.
Harvesting food, harvesting soybeans. Not what we're looking for, Jeff. Thank you. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Loretta, calling from Eau Claire.
All right, Loretta.
I was going to guess renting a golf cart.
Renting a golf cart. Is that's it a, renting a golf cart?
That's a great guess, but no, that's not it.
Not it. All right.
I know. I'd really like to get a winner today.
Yeah, 715-723-2555. But two more guesses is always
right,
that time
two
for.
More. Wow.
Two
all
more.
Right.
If we don't get this in two more.
I'm literally praying.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Julie from Rice Lake, and I'm praying too.
All right, Julie.
Is it getting a hole-in-one?
Getting a hole-in-one. So this happens around the world.
Yeah.
But do hole-in-ones or holes-in-one happen 80% of the time in America?
Would it be 80% of guys get hole-in-ones?
Julie, you win!
You're going to Jeremy Camp October 11th.
Yes, 80% of the time holes-in-one occur in America made by...
American guys.
Men,
yeah, there we go.
So there you go. Julie, we're going to send you to see Jeremy and 80 Camp on October 11th. How about that?
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you so much.
And you bet.
You don't have to take Mike and Eau Claire, but, you know, it wouldn't hurt to thank him.
You know, I might take him.
He certainly helped everybody else out. He got it on the green, as
yeah,
we
he
like
did.
To say.
And, he did.
Yeah, this ended up to be a golf-related question.